Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria Gaither, journalist and television host of the show, and again, I welcome you for hanging out with us tonight. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay has the night off. He is fighting fall allergies, and if you kind of know my voice, then you can certainly tell that I'm getting allergies as well, so we gave Michael the night off, but joining me tonight, I guess it's going to be kind of like a girls' night out in Sandy AP is joining us, and she has been on the show before. She's an author. She is a psychic. She is a pet psychic. Basically, she's kind of every single thing that I think a girl would want in a best friend. Sandy, thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, Victoria. I love that. It's girls' night out. I love that. That's great.
It is. Yeah, we can talk all about what you did this summer. We can throw some girl stuff in there. We can do a little bit of everything. But for those listeners who are new and who didn't hear you the first time that you were on the show, give us just kind of a quick 411 about you and kind of how you got to the point to where you are today in your life.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I am an intuitive, professional intuitive, and I also love to work with animals, as you and I were talking about that earlier, how the animals are so special to us. And I came about this quite a few years ago. I had a death experience. I call it a death experience. Many people call it a near-death experience, but I was definitely there, and the Creator sent me back and told me that I was going to have this gift and I was to share it. So I'm so blessed and so honored to be able to share it. And I've been doing so on the radio and on television and through all different mediums for probably about the past 15 years or so. I had a show here in Baltimore on WCBM. And, oh, Victoria, it's so much fun. I'm the longest-running regular guest on the Charlie and Ernie show in Burlington, Vermont, of all places. It's a morning show, and those guys are just great. I'm known up there for finding things. Could be lost keys or lost love, but I helped one of the co-hosts years ago find a radio that was missing, and he was wonderful, and he told everyone about it. So now everybody calls me for their lost jewelry. And but
lost,
I'm so happy to be of
service.
For
the lost keys, radios, and socks, always that one little item that goes to some part of the world where we just simply can never, ever find out where it went. Now, the last time you were on our show, we talked not only about you and your life experience and what you went through, but we talked about your book, your wonderful book that makes me happy every time I see the cover, The Daily Dance. Tell everybody just a little bit about your book before we kind of fast forward and catch up on to what's new with you today.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love The Daily Dance, too, and I'm so happy that you mentioned the cover because I took a lot of effort and a lot of focus in designing that cover. The dolphins on it, of course, represent my medicine, which, of course, is communication and fun and happiness. And I actually drew those in my sketchbook and then scanned them in. And I worked with this wonderful graphic artist that put together the rest of it. And it's done with great intention, Victoria. There are seven colors on the cover, which represent, of course, the seven dimensions, the seven directions, and the seven chakras in the human body. And so that was very deliberate. And then there's also a designed piece on there that looks like a compass to represent the four directions. And, of course, the yin and the yang of the dolphins. And then it's all anchored with a heart. So, of course, it has to be anchored with the love. And The Daily Dance is a compilation of a lot of my radio shows and a lot of the writing that I just short, quick, easy, fun ways of dealing with everyday life and things that come up. And you can open it to any page at any time and have a nice little meditation for the day, or a laugh or a giggle. Or you can read it from front to back. And it includes a chapter on love and gratitude, a chapter on the critters, because, you know, I love the animals, health and happiness, symbols. And there's also a neat section in there about how psychic are you? Because, of course, I know that everyone is intuitive. And there is a little quiz in there that you can take and see how just how tuned in you are.
Yeah.
I like to include everyone.
And, you know, I think that that was also something that I really liked about the book. I mean, it's also a workbook as well, so it's very interactive. I mean, you have your information in there, and you talk about what you talk about, but then we, as the reader, get a chance to write notes down, thoughts that come to our mind. And I actually, one thing I loved about the book that you just mentioned is that you can open it and start anywhere. Like, you don't have to start from sort of chapter one and then work your way all the way through the end of the book. You can pick up the book and start wherever you want. And that was very cool about your book.
Oh, thank you. I like that too. And I love books like that, where you can just open to any page and see what the universe has to say to you today. And even now, you know, sometimes when, you know how you're trying to sleep and the mind keeps going and going. And I was up a couple of weeks ago, and I picked up the Daily Dance and I opened it up and I said, oh, okay, this is what I need to know. It even helped me a little bit to calm down a little bit and go back to sleep. I think I read something about being in the moment and just appreciating because, you know, I'm Miss Gratitude and Appreciation. I really feel so strongly about that.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think the older I get, the more I really try to appreciate things, but especially in the moment. So if I'm kind of doing something, whether it's with family or friends, and I kind of sort of stop and, you know, have a sort of out-of-body experience and thinking, you know what, at this moment right now, this is really special, and I'm kind of happy to be here doing this. Like, I was helping my sister pack, and she's moving into a beautiful, beautiful place, and she's worked so hard to have a home like this. And I just remember thinking, like, this is a wonderful moment for me to share this moment with her over packing, you know, to get her on to her next place. So yeah, I just think there is something to be said about you know, being present in the moment of things, and then not only that, realizing that you are present in that moment, as opposed to just rushing and hurrying through everyday life, right?
And savoring. And that's, actually, I've got to put a little appreciation your way for helping your sister move and pack. Because that's always an adventure. I'm sure she appreciated that.
Isn't it? I know. It's kind of like, that's one of those things where either when the call comes, you're like, oh, I'm more than happy to help my family member or friend. Then you think, oh, the boxes and cleaning up closets. Do I really want to do this? But yeah, no, I totally agree with you on that. So I have been following you this summer, as I do all the time, on your Facebook page, and it seems like you've been out and about quite a bit this summer with your book at different places, signing autographs and talking about it. Is that what I've been noticing on Facebook?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. You know, I love Facebook for that very reason, because I can download pictures in real time and just post them and put little, you know, happy sayings next to them. And I'm so appreciative because people really like them and enjoy that. And they seem to like to follow my adventures. And I love that. I went a lot of places this summer. I know I posted a picture of me in Santa Fe with a really, really great Native American dancer. His name is Aaron, and he's only 13 years old. And I'll tell you, I felt like he was 1,000 years old, Victoria.
Really?
He had this soul that he just was so wise and so traditional, and was really intent on not only entertaining people, but educating them and helping them understand the Native Americans and what they had gone through, and to bring the joy through the colors. He had this beautiful regalia that was in pinks and blues, and he made it himself.
Wow.
And it was absolutely stunning. And we sat there. I went with a girlfriend, and we sat in the square in Santa Fe and watched him dance for everyone and watched all the smiles on everybody's faces. And it was such a joy and an honor to see him continuing the traditions of his heritage and to really carry on what the elders had taught him. And I was very moved by that. And and then I ended up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which was
an incredible place.
Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been there, but I hear it's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. It was magical. We stayed at the base of the Grand Tetons. So we looked out our window of the hotel. Well, it was a beautiful, more like a suite, like a little apartment. And we would look out right from the couch there, and there were the Grand Tetons, literally 100 feet away. And we went to, there's some pictures of me in Yellowstone. And swimming in Jenny Lake. It was cold.
I remember seeing that particular picture where you were inside what appeared to be a lake, and I thought, man, either that's so nice and soothing and warm, or either that's just friggin' cold. But I mean, with the pictures, I'm looking at some of them right now as we talk on your Facebook page, Yellowstone and your adventures, and the pictures just turns out to be absolutely beautiful. I'm looking at one of you on a horse. Was that in Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah. That was right at the place where we were staying. We went on this trail ride, Victoria, and we went up into the mountains on the horses. And that's Popcorn. That's Popcorn the horse. And we had the best time. And I swear, as I sat on that horse, I could get flashes to the past we went through the mountains, because we were on horseback. So it was like it was 100 years ago. There weren't any cell phones, and not that there's anything wrong with all the technology, but it was magical and quiet, and it was early in the morning, and the sun was coming up, and it was just beautiful. And you can see the big smile on my face with Popcorn the horse.
All of these pictures, my goodness, you have smiles. And I'm looking at the picture now. Is it Aaron, the dancer?
Yeah. Isn't he amazing?
Yes. I'm looking at the picture of him right now. And I was thinking, I have been to parts of Arizona and through New Mexico. And I remember when Victor and I were just driving through, you just feel just so close to earth and to nature. When I was in that part of the country, and I just remember us sort of driving through the mountains and kind of just stopping the car and just looking at the trees and things like that. And I just remember thinking, man, it must be magical for people who get to live out here all the time, because you just feel so close to the earth, you know, when you're in that part of the country, to me.
It's magnificent. And in Yellowstone, one visual was grander than the next. It was just amazing. You would drive, and you'd just be going along, and all of a sudden you would look, and there would be this lake surrounded by mountains with snow on the top. And then you'd go a little bit further, and there would be faces carved in the mountain, just that Earth Mother had carved in the mountain. And you'd drive through these rocks, and then you'd get to the next place, and it would be green and this gorgeous meadow or a cliff. And it really was amazing. It really was.
So what,
and I know
the
people out there are different, too.
Yeah,
they're
neat. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you as that. So what did that whole sort of summer traveling that you did kind of do for your soul?
And then I ended the summer in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see pictures of me walking the labyrinth at Edgar Cayce's foundation there, at the Edgar Cayce. And it just, my soul just kept soaring through each trip. It was, I'm so blessed to have had the experiences. And I would, as you say, I would savor. I would sit there and savor each experience as it came and just enjoy it. And it really feeds my soul. like food, mm-hmm. like delicious, like that beautiful dinner where you sit down and the family's there and the food is amazing. It could be Thanksgiving or it feels like food for my soul. And I, especially in the lake, if you see the picture of me in the lake with that big smile on my face and I got my big sunglasses and it's like I would just, it was so clean. Everything was so clean and so clear, and it was, the water was very cold, but it felt so good because it was very warm. It was in August, well, the end of July and the beginning of August when I was there, and it just felt like it was penetrating every part of me, my body, my mind, my soul, and I just soaked it in like a delicious meal or a warm cup of tea and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just... How does the creator think of making these things? I mean, where did he come up with
this?
Yes,
I know. Exactly. No, exactly. No, I totally agree. When you do go to places and you're just in such awe over the natural beauty of the earth, I mean, you just think, how in the world, you know, I could never think of something like this. But I know one question that I did get tonight for folks that are listening. They mentioned to me, ask Sandy about her book coming out on a video version. So are you working on a video with the book now, or can we talk about that? That was a question I got.
Oh, wow. I wonder who asked that. Thank you so much for asking. Yes, I am looking into putting out a short – there are a few short videos already on my site, and I'm playing with – doing a short video about each section of the book. So doing one on love and gratitude, on health and happiness, on the critters, and on how psychic are you. And I think I'm going to do it right from here and get a video camera and bring everybody right into my living room.
Thank you for asking. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I think that's a great idea because I mean, it would be nice, you know, to not only have your book, but to actually, you know, sort of have you on video and to actually be able to kind of pop you into the machine and have the book and you there at the same time. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that you'd want to even look at me. So I appreciate that.
Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
No, you know what I mean. It's like,
I totally know what you're saying. So, besides everything that you kind of did this summer, what's new coming up, or what are you working on right now?
I'm working on praying and asking the universe what's next, and I have been getting some really interesting feedback. I'm taking everything, which is health in spirit, mind, body, and emotions, and putting it into, I'm going to be launching a blog. And my blog is called Glamorously Green. And I will be talking about how to not only be and look and feel your best, whether it be clothes or makeup or things for your hair, because, you know, you can see pictures of me. I love all that girly stuff. But I also want it to be healthy for me and healthy for the planet. So I find these amazing products and services that encourage the health of us as well as the health of the planet and Earth Mother. And I'm going to be talking about all these wonderful finds that I have called Glamorously Green.
You know, it's funny that we're having this conversation. No, it's not funny. It was supposed to happen this way because Michael and I were talking about skincare and all the different things out there on the market, because we always try to do sort of two beauty shows a year, kind of a fall and winter, what you kind of need to prepare your skin for, and then spring and summer. And Michael and I were just talking about that, but we said that this year when we do the show, which we normally, I think, do in kind of like late October or mid-November, that we wanted to do a show about beauty products, but that it's all natural. So whether it's something that you can concoct in your own kitchen, like baking soda and something and hydrogen peroxide to kind of clear your pores out.
To brush your teeth.
Yeah. So we were just talking about that, and I said to Michael, well, we've got to start the research and to try to figure out, you know, what's out there. So So now my research will just be you because you're our
researcher. Well,
here I am,
glamorously green.
So you'll have to come back. You'll have to come back and do the beauty show
sure.
with us and tell us what your favorite finds are. That's
I
wonderful.
Would love to. I would love to. Maybe we can coordinate the blog, you know, the launch of the blog. I'll give everybody a tip right now. I'll give you a glamorously green tip.
Tell me.
Coconut oil.
Okay.
You can go to, you can get it in the grocery store, I think, now, but you go to Trader Joe's or one of the health food stores. Get a jar of pure organic coconut oil. I like Dr. Mm-hmm. Bronner's, but there are some really good ones. And when you get out of the shower, don't dry your skin. Let the moisture stay on your skin, the water stay on your skin. Take a little scoop of the coconut oil and rub it on your skin. And your skin loves it, and it also penetrates the skin and gives your body omega-3s and very, very healthy, healthy fats. And
uh-huh.
so it's very good for your internally as well as externally. And then you can cook with it, and you can also put it in your smoothie. So you've got this $28 little jar of coconut oil that you can use for
right.
all kinds of things. You can put it on your hair if it gets dry. And it
right.
is something that's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. See that? Yeah, those are the kinds of things that Michael and I want to do a show on. Whereas, you know, it may be some things that you already have in your kitchen that,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
that you have extra of or that you're not using or whatever the reason is, but that you can actually use that, you know, to as a part of your beauty regimen. Because we were talking about how, you know, every single month there always seems to be something new that comes out on the market. Michael and I aren't saying we don't want people to try those new products, but
of
I
course.
Think what we are saying is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially when it comes to food and even it's carried over into makeup, you know, a lot of Americans just simply don't want bad stuff anymore. I mean, they want
yeah.
real food. They don't want artificial stuff. They don't want, you know, all of the animal testing on the products. I mean, they want natural you know, ingredients in makeup as opposed to all of this, you know, sort of bad stuff for you. So, yeah, we were just talking about that. Literally, like, I want to say 3 or 4 days ago, we had that conversation about that there's so many things that you probably already have in your kitchen that you can use within your beauty regimen that's just simply not going to cost you an arm and a leg to make your
and
skin
it works
and your hair
better,
healthier.
Victoria. It works better. That's the thing that's really funny is it works so well because the body recognizes what it is. It goes, oh, it's coconut oil. We know what to do with that. It doesn't recognize
right.
some of the fillers and things. Not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, something for everyone. But
right.
I've noticed that, you know, people will look at me and they'll say, well, how do you do that to your skin? And how did you get your hair to do that? And how did you do this? And how did you? So I finally said, I was working with a client, and I was giving her some of these tips. I said, oh, no, try this. And she called me back. She said, you need to tell people about this stuff because I'm always
yeah.
miss health. You know, it has to be healthy for us. And so
right.
I said, okay, glamorously green, here we come, because we got to look good too, Victoria.
We
got to
yes.
look good too.
I think that I'm so excited. You have no idea how excited I am that you're doing that. And our very good friend, Carol Stover is really
oh,
into green
her.
Products and yeah, is really into that too. So I think it's great. And the other thing is that it, you know, it really helps people out. So, you know, if somebody, not that we're lazy, but if somebody else does the research and plus somebody that our listeners and your listeners and viewers trust that we can follow your blog and you can say, hey, you know, if you are in Whole Foods and, you know, if you normally would use this, you know, this is going to be a best alternative. It's tried and tested and sort of give your mark of approval on it. So I can't wait. So when are you going to start the blog? Like, I can't wait for this to happen already.
Oh, how fun. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Carol and I had a meeting last week, and she does Ageless Beauty. And we were talking about hooking this all together. And she's more into, you know, what she's the most amazing makeup artist. We just
yes,
love her. So she'll be doing the makeup and all of that. I'll be the glamorously green, which will be I'll be giving recipes. I'll be talking about food. I'll be talking about beauty products and how to be glamorous from the inside out as well as the outside in. It could be clothes that I like or comfortable shoes that are cute. So I'll be more broad, whereas she'll be more specific. Mm-hmm. And we would love to connect with you. We're talking about launching, you know, soon, like the next week or two, right around when you're doing your show.
Yeah, because I want to say we normally do that sort of cutie show, I want to say, late October. And, of course, Carol Stover is the one that I always call to do it because she kind of tells us what we need, you know, for dry hands and, you know, and all of that stuff. So I would be calling Carol anyway to do it. So now I know that we're all on the same accord, and I'll work on that behind the scenes. But that is absolutely exciting. I didn't know what you were working on, so I was like, well, I'm not going to ask her before the show. I want to find out like everybody else. So I am super excited about this, super excited.
Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I've got the header of the blog all done up. It's going to be on TypePad, so it'll be interactive. And what I plan to do with the video, so you're right in tune, Miss Victoria, of course you are, is to do the videos for the Glamorously Green as well, to show people, all right, here you go. This is what it looks like. This is what you do with it. You know, maybe I'll even do a few before and afters, you know, because we always like those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I know you already have a large following, but I think this is, you know, doing this blog is really going to open up to way even more followers. And plus, you know, that was something else Michael and I were talking about. When you get to be women, you know, sophisticated women of a certain age, especially I think the beauty and a lot of the fashion industry, I don't want to say they totally ignore us, but, you know, America is a youth-driven culture. So I kind of feel like there aren't like a lot of people out there like my age and your age that are even doing this kind of thing. And then if they are talking about it, I never feel like it's specifically targeted for us. They'll kind of sort of mention us as sort of a afterthought, so to speak. So, I mean, I just think this really opens up just a huge door just for other things for you as well. I'm just so happy to hear this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, because it's like, why not share? Share all of these. They're not secrets. You know, just share the information. And, of course, I'll be looking at health and being glamorously green spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. I'll be putting out from every direction, because the more directions you hit, the healthier,
exactly,
the more glamorous you can be. Right.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you. And I'm even thinking of some topics that I know for sure you'll discuss, especially when you talked about, you know, sort of healthy on the inside, different, you know, fruits and vegetables and things that, you know, that you can eat that, you know, is going to benefit your skin, that will benefit, you know, your making your hair grow and all those good things. I mean, there's so many natural products that's out there that we just simply don't use.
Oh, Earth Mother is the best. She makes the coolest stuff. She makes all the fruits and vegetables and all the plants, and, oh, she just makes the greatest stuff. And I really appreciate that. And the more we support that type of business, the more the business will grow. It's really up to the consumer to push that. And they really are now, Victoria. You go in to a Safeway or a Giant or any of those stores, they all have their organic lines now. And many of them are very, very nice. So let's take advantage of that and help us be healthy and help the earth be healthy too.
Yeah.
And glamorous, of course.
Yes, and glamorous. And not
and
only
glamorous,
but to do it the green way, which is the right way to do it. I totally agree with you on that. Listen, our conversations always go so fast, so we're kind of running out of time. Was there anything else to talk about before you come back on when you launch the blog now?
Oh, I want to say thank you for having me. And I want to say to you and your audience that I am always so humbled and honored to be on your show. The energy that comes in prior to being with you is always so loving and so sweet and gentle and caring. And I know it comes from you and Michael and your audience. And I benefit from it. And I want to add to it. And I want to thank you and your audience. And
well,
Michael.
You always, You always do, yes, and definitely, Michael, you always do add to it, and it's always funny because just when, you know, I always think that, you know, I never know what people are going to work on or what they're going to do, and then you come on and you talk about this wonderful blog that you're working on. It's just, it really is right into line of what Michael and I are things in our lives that we want to talk about and help people with. So it is wonderful that you're doing
this.
I know. So now, basically, I mean, Michael and I don't have to do much of the work. You and Carol will do the research.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll do it. And we're happy to include you, and the more the merrier. Because, you know, when two or more are gathered, there's even more strength there. So, there's even more strength.
Listen, before you go, if people are interested, because we didn't really talk much about, you know, what your true passion is, and that's performing, talking to people and reading. So if people are interested, can they find you through your website and also Facebook?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I do really, really thrive and enjoy private sessions. And you can reach me, of course, through Facebook. It's Sandy Athey. Sandy's with an I, and it's A-T-H-E-Y. And my website is sandyathey.net, S-A-N-D-I-A-T-H-E-Y. And I do respond the old-fashioned way, believe it or not. You can call my office. And that phone number is 410-747-6510.
And I also put Sandy's website inside of our chat room and also on my fan page, Michael's fan page. So you guys will always be able to find her. And then if all else fails, trust me, if you just Google this woman's name, any and all the information that you would ever want about her and how to reach her will come up. So she is certainly not hard to find. Sandy, I love you, and thank you so much.
Aww,
and I look forward to seeing you, to having you on with Carol for our fall and winter beauty show, so we can talk about some healthy things on the inside and outside to get us moving along in life and to do it well in a healthy way.
Thank you. I don't think I could think of anything I'd like to do better than to be with you and Carol and to talk about this kind of stuff. That is fun right there.
Fun.
So
I know,
thank
right?
you.
That's some fun stuff. All right, love. Thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
you so much. And everyone, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to join us. Don't forget that Sandy's website is inside the chat room. Also, I'm going to post all of her information on my fan page as well as Michael's fan page on Facebook. And I'm sure you can follow us and Sandy on Twitter. But, guys, make sure you check out and look for this beauty blog show that Sandy is talking about that she's going to be working on. Because Michael and I, you guys know, we always do a show in the fall and winter about beauty. Normally it's Carol Stover or Petra a Cleary who comes on to talk about, you know, what's new in the market and how we can look beautiful and what we need to do. So I'm looking forward to Sandy and Carol that will be here on At Home with Victoria to do that for us. So we wish Michael all the love tonight, and I hope that he is resting at home and taking care of his cold. And I'm going to leave you with music tonight and also try to take care of my cold as well. Let's see. I think I'll play Bobby Blue. Let's play Sunshine, since that's kind of upbeat and one of my favorite songs from Bobby Blue.
Nothing.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.